Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. He sat down, and his disciples gathered around him. Then he spoke and began to teach them. Fortunate are those who are poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Fortunate are those who mourn, they shall be comforted. Fortunate are the gentle, they shall possess the land. Fortunate are those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they shall be satisfied. Fortunate are the merciful, for they shall find mercy. Fortunate are those with a pure heart, for they shall see God. Fortunate are those who work for peace, they shall be called children of God. Fortunate are those who are persecuted for the cause of justice, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Fortunate are you when people insult you and persecute you and speak all kinds of evil against you because you are my followers. Be glad and joyful, for a great reward is kept for you in God. This is how these people persecuted the prophets who lived before you. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you this, do not oppose evil with evil. If someone slaps you on your right cheek, turn and offer the other. If someone sues you in court for your shirt, give him your coat as well. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go also the second mile. Give when asked, and do not turn your back on anyone who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and do not do good to your enemy. But this I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on both the wicked and the good, and he gives rain to both the just and the unjust. If you love those who love you, what is special about that? Do not even tax collectors do as much? And if you are friendly only to your friends, what is so exceptional about that? Do not even the pagans do as much? For your part, you shall be righteous and perfect, in the way your heavenly Father is righteous and perfect.